Hi, I'm Dr. David Reese. Thanks for listening to my blog. It's my personal story, interesting, I hope, and intended to help others with their career thinking. When I started, most doctors took on medicine as a lifelong calling, and in my generation, many like me find the flames of the passion has dimmed over time. The stress and the imposition of business on this intimate, caring job dwindles the joy. Many doctors face quality of life crossroads, and some make healthy choices. My leap from cardiologist to real estate shocked everyone, except me. I was studious and risk conscious, so I kept my medical practice open for 6 years longer than I might have, quietly building a real estate practice that was relevant. I used my clinical skills to help people with medical conditions best choose where and in what they would live, and to help my colleague physicians figure out how to sell their medical real estate and make quality of living choices. And of course, I needed more fulfillment and less stress so I could continue to work productively for the long haul. My family needed me. Real estate became a solution, a healthier path, blending my medical expertise with the energy of a fresh start. The spark of change. I loved being a cardiologist. I thrived in high-intensity critical care, but I was in solo practice, and over time, this became unsustainable. I'd passed on opportunities to be bought out by a regional health system. I didn't want to topple the local power structure my colleagues had worked decades to achieve. What I didn't realize then was that because I didn't crave change, that I would wind up needing to change just to survive. And I realized I'd be changing industries. But was I really giving up all that refined skill set that I developed? Actually, no. Real estate made sense, and I saw parallels to medicine in helping clients with quality of life, complex consequential life-changing decisions, and building abiding trust. I saw consumers were working at a disadvantage, often only using narrow thinking in taking on life changes that were major. And oftentimes, they self-imposed their own decision biases to their own detriment. I transitioned into real estate, mastering deals in Manhattan and Brooklyn, but my medical background kept calling. Truthfully, I fumbled in investments, proving that I was a great doctor but a bad business person. I had to reinvent myself. Real estate felt like my next chance to rebuild. My retirement plans were kaput. Taking the leap. Leaving medicine wasn't easy. I had doubts. What would people think? Could I handle real estate? The change left my family worried that I was out of my element, maybe even out of my mind. But as I studied the craft of real estate, I felt a stronger pull towards this new path. I could handle the tech, I could handle the marketing, I could handle the data, I could handle the project management. It wasn't only courage that pushed me, but also I needed to leave medicine. I leapt from the operating room to a different world that I prayed there'd be synergy. I approached real estate with the same precision as surgery, but I was happy to learn that more is lost by indecision than wrong decision was applicable in real estate. It never was in medicine. I learned analysis paralysis and how to consider the cost of marginal returns. I was excited by that. Learning the ropes. Starting from scratch felt daunting but familiar, like the uncertainty that I felt in my job search at the end of my fellowship. Real estate has unpredictable cash flow, a risk I couldn't take. So I couldn't fully abandon my medical career. I took on part-time gigs, medical malpractice testimony, telemedicine, and administrative medical director work. That allowed me to control my time and work flexible hours. My medical experiences trained me in discipline, attention to detail, and trust-building skills like being a prompt and consistent and reliable consultant. What I discovered in real estate, especially in the residential brokerage business, is you need relentless positivity and instinctive decision-making. My gut instincts would be tested in this new venture, but I was ready for the challenge. The emotional connection. I didn't anticipate the deep emotional parallels between cardiology and real estate. In medicine, I supported patients in navigating illness and maintaining their quality of life, especially seniors aiming for independence. Real estate brings about a similar intensity. Clients facing the challenge of leaving their cherished home or finding spaces that meet their changing needs. My years in cardiology taught me empathy and the skill to connect deeply, and that's been invaluable in real estate. While closing a deal brings a familiar rush, perhaps it's less enduring than the life-saving moments in medicine, I now have the balance of controlling my schedule and prioritizing my personal well-being. My medical training instilled in me instincts rooted in care, and that continues to guide me in real estate. A new kind of reward. The sense of fulfillment that I get helping somebody find their dream home or making a sound investment rivals the satisfaction I felt as a cardiologist treating a disease. My days are less chaotic now, but no less rewarding. And now I control my schedule, allowing me to balance my personal life while still pursuing a rewarding career that I'm passionate about. My leap from cardiology to real estate was more like sidestepping, like stepping over slippery rocks under running water, always keeping one foot in medicine while venturing into my new business. I still cherish my years in medicine and all the people that I met along the way, but my heart now beats for real estate in pursuit of my creative self, flexibility, and greater sustainability in business. I put people and opportunities together now and help keep parties on track. I help clients with strategy with a focus on quality of living. I sought to know more about the rhythm of life's great dance through my new career. I traded my stethoscope for hearing disease for door keys to open opportunities. This thought gave me courage. Passion blooms in every new opportunity. I'd used Echo to diagnose and treat, and now my career beats in healthier harmony with my goals. I'm Dr. David Reese, and I look forward to talking to you about your career journey.